Hey, this is Luke with another Android Guys podcast. I'm here as always with Scott.
Yeah, here I am.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm all right. You are talking about a phone today.
Yeah, so I have been testing a carrier branded phone.
Yeah, which is interesting. We don't see that a lot.
Not very often. Yeah. Not anymore.
Right.
We used to see that a lot in the early days of
the Android. Early aughts.
Yeah. Some generation ago.
Yeah.
Yes, and this is T-Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Revel 6 Pro.
Okay.
5G.
Okay.
It's a long name.
Yeah.
But it is a carrier branded phone. So when you have it, and I've got it here for you, you can see on the back it's got the T-Mobile logo. Yep. Not very often you see something where
got a little touch of the magenta.
Yes. So the phone is kind of like a slate gray. Mm-hmm. It comes in one color. I think it might even say, I want to say dark shadow or something.
That's a sharp looking phone.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about this phone, and then I'm going to surprise you.
Okay.
This phone, and forgive the audio if I make some noises here, this has a MediaTek processor, 700. This has a 6.8 inch. That's a big screen.
It is. It's a nice phone.
6.8 inch screen. Runs Android 12.
Great.
You've got 6 gigabytes of memory, 128 gigabytes of storage, expandable.
Nice.
Look on the bottom of that thing and tell me what you see.
Oh, I see a headphone jack.
There you go.
Yeah.
You've got a power button on the right with the magenta. That is your power and fingerprint reader.
Okay.
In one. And then you've got face unlock capabilities as well.
Yep.
You also have 4 cameras on the back.
Yeah.
And a camera on the front in the kind of like the
little notch-ish.
Yeah, a little teardrop thing on there. And then you've got, you know, everything else. You've got your Wi-Fi, your 5G support, NFC, things like that. This phone is pretty cheap.
How cheap is pretty cheap?
Cheap isn't the word I should have used. Very inexpensive.
Okay.
About $220.
For that amount of phone?
Yeah.
That's a great price.
That is, we have paid a lot more.
Yes.
For a lot less phone.
Yes.
I was very surprised by this phone.
Okay.
I've spent some time with different Revel phones and carrier branded phones in the past. And always find them to be kind of like, well, yeah. It's not my cup of tea, and somebody, you know, well, I got this phone for free because I had another line and they threw it in. And there are some incentives that you can get right now where you can get, you know, there's another Revel phone that you can get. And this one, but this changed my opinion, my perspective of the Revel line.
Okay.
It punches well above its weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pleasantly surprised by this thing.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is in the details.
Okay.
It, you know, this has a, I believe, a 5,000 milliamp battery.
Yeah.
Now, where you start to drill down into things where you, if you're a person who follows the specs and you know, bullet points and all that, like, oh, my phone has this, I need this.
Yeah.
This will start to take the luster off of it.
Okay.
But then there are going to be people that hear this and say, I don't even know what he's talking about. I don't care about that.
Sure.
And that's where this phone is targeted.
Okay.
It has a nice big screen, 6.8 inches, but it is a 1640 by 720 pixel.
Right.
So it's HD.
Yeah.
But it's not 1080p.
Right.
However, it's easy to read. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel pixelated.
I mean, it's a 60 hertz refresh rate, so that's not terrible.
Right. And that's what phones were.
Right.
Up until we got into this 90, 120, 144.
Right.
We start to get into like an arms race of what can be put in a phone.
Yeah.
This stops short of trying to satisfy all of those things.
Right.
And I'm glad because it keeps things really in line price-wise.
Yeah.
There aren't very many phones that have headphone jacks. This one has one.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter to too many people. It truly does matter to me.
Yeah.
Because I have an older head unit in my car, and I plug in directly if I'm trying to listen to something off my phone.
Yep.
I know I need to replace it. I know I'm due for a new vehicle.
Yeah, but whatever.
But I know I'm not an outlier.
Right.
So that headphone jack is, you know, it's a nice touch.
Yeah.
The battery, 5,000 milliamp. It's, I want to say 15 watt charging, where you get into other phones, they get into the 30 and 65.
Sure.
Again, if that matters, if you know what that means, then okay.
Yeah.
But I'll say this, at 5,000 milliamp, I'm charging this thing up once a day, usually at bedtime.
Yeah.
And at that point, I don't even care how fast that is.
Right.
I wake up and it's 100%.
Well, and the reason that a 5,000 milliamp battery works with that size screen is because your resolution and your refresh rate aren't the top tier.
Right.
And it doesn't need to be.
Yep. And that's, they work well together. And with the processor, it's not a power hungry, you know, peak performance.
Right.
This is for 3D gaming. This will handle games.
Yeah.
But it's not designed for games.
Mm-hmm.
It's like saying, yeah, you can drive this car. You can get up to 100, but you know, it might start to rattle a little bit.
Right.
You might start to feel the shimmy and, you know, you're not going to want to do this all the time.
Right.
So same thing with this. You can do the things that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're stepping up from a phone that's a couple of years old, this is going to be a definite step in the right direction.
Sure.
And because it runs Android 12, I feel like it's a very current phone.
Yep.
You know, 13 is out now, but, you know, for a lot of people, they aren't going to know or see the difference.
Yep.
Let's see what else here. The fingerprint reader for me, I do like having that on there. It feels like it's in the right spot. I'm torn on whether or not I love in-display fingerprint.
Yeah.
I think the Pixel 6 kind of made me feel
a little leery of that idea. Yeah, sure.
You know, some of them are super fast technology. Some of them, but I also feel like it's how I grab my phone.
Yeah.
I still have to kind of like force where I put my fingerprint down.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a very intentional placement where here, when you grab your phone, if you think of how you hold a phone, your thumb tends to go
right
where
to
that power
spot.
Button is.
Sure.
And it unlocks quickly.
Yeah.
The face unlock is very quick.
Mm-hmm.
But I did find that just by kind of like grabbing the phone and holding it and doing things, you will feel that try to unlock or try to feel it, try to read the finger from time to time, where it's not like an errant thing, but it's just kind of like, hey, you don't have to be so zealous about trying to read my finger here.
Sure.
It's quibble for me.
Yeah.
But I like the sound of this phone. It's nice and loud. The camera is pretty good. I did not have high expectations on this thing, but I didn't have it on the phone in general.
Yeah.
And kind of like the whole thing of the pleasantly surprised by the whole package. I was pleasantly surprised by the phone.
Yeah.
I tend to carry around a Pixel phone with me at all times as my main driver.
Yep.
And then I will put a, you know, I might put my SIM card in, you know, like the 7 as I'm reviewing that. But if I'm reviewing another phone, I might put my SIM in there, but carry the Pixel around just to snap my photos.
Sure.
The 6 kind of changed that for me because there was some AI and some processing, post-processing stuff. So I've become a little more forgiving of the phone experience, the camera experience.
Yeah.
My expectations have been tempered a little bit. I thought that this phone did a pretty admirable job of capturing photos. There's multiple lenses. I've got a, let's see, it's a 50 megapixel main, a 5 megapixel ultra wide, 2 megapixel macro, and then you've got the depth sensor on there.
Okay.
So it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to do very much in the way of editing these photos to make you feel like these are worth sharing on social media. I'm kind of a, you know, I'm more critical. I look at things because I have to review things, so I'm kind of critical of them.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of subconsciously comparing to other things at all times.
Sure.
But one of my litmus tests is to hand somebody a phone and say, hey, what do you think of this thing? play with that. And what do you think of the camera? And they'll, you know, oh, I like the app and it's quick and it, you know, I'm not waiting forever for it to store a photo.
Sure.
Those are little things that they're like, yeah, man, this is perfectly serviceable. What's up? What's why you don't like this? Or I'm like, no. I just want to hear what you think of this.
Yeah.
I feel like for the price of this phone, it's, and if you're a T-Mobile customer, I think it's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah.
If you're somebody who says, I've got a couple of kids and I don't really want to drop flagship phone money on them.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's their first phone, or I just want to give them something. This is a good option for that.
Yeah.
The phone is, it's a nice phone. It ticks the boxes. It's a big screen. It's
yeah.
a long lasting battery. It's a current version of Android.
Mm-hmm.
It's 5G capable. So these are the things that I think a lot of people look at.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't care about the number of lenses on the back. Is can I take nice pictures?
Sure.
You know, and we see things shared on social media all the time that are blurry, out of focus.
Right.
And, you know, this isn't going to take blurry, out of focus pictures
right.
very often.
Right.
You might get it where it's like, oh, I see the limitations of what this phone is capable sure. of. But again, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, this is the T-Mobile Revel 6 Pro 5G, and it's about $220 right now at T-Mobile.
That's quite a nice little surprise.
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right. Well, thanks, Luke.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast.
Thanks for listening.
We appreciate it. If you guys have any questions, feedback, concerns, comments, anything, shoot us an email at podcast@androidguys.com. We'd love to hear from you one way or the other. Luke, if someone wants to get a hold of you, how do yeah. they do that?
I am on Instagram and Twitter at Luke Gaul, G-A-U-L.
And I'm on Instagram at Scott Webster and Twitter as SWebster77. Until next time, thanks for listening.
See ya.